We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is currently 7:15 on this Thursday morning, March 4th. Nice and spring-like today with highs of 69. Plenty of sunshine. Then a little bit warmer tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s. Clouds return late Friday, overnight into Saturday morning, a 70% chance for showers. But then by the time you wake up, it's going to be sunny and nice. Highs both days of 66. If the ground dries out, you'll be able to get outside and do some stuff or whatever it is you want to do. Rafael Goyeneche joins us now, our friend, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Talk about the New Orleans City Council considering a stricter curfew on teens. Hey, Rafael, how are you?
I'm fine, Tommy. How about you?
I'm okay. Let me read from this NOLA.com article, if I may. A teenager whom New Orleans police arrested in the Lower Garden District armed robbery has been linked to 58 more crimes. They say the 17-year-old male held somebody up in 1100 block of Jackson Avenue. They executed a search warrant, found an Arrow Precision X-15 semi-automatic rifle, a stolen Glock pistol, multiple rounds of ammunition, ski masks, black gloves, 97 ecstasy tablets. They suspect him of 31 counts of simple burglary, 20 counts of simple criminal damage to property, two of attempted simple burglary of a vehicle, possession of stolen property, and he's been booked with some very serious offenses. So it seems to me, Rafael, while a curfew, extending the age of the curfew, would be a good idea, if you look at the arsenal this guy has and his modus operandi, I don't know that a curfew is going to be effective here. What's your thoughts on all of that in terms of juvenile crime and curfews?
I think he left out Anna Partridge in a pear tree, too, when you were reading that.
Well, I can tell you what he was booked with, possession of an unspecified Schedule I narcotic with intent to distribute, possession of a gun while in possession of drugs, and two counts of being a juvenile with a gun. And I doubt this is this guy's first offense.
Well, I mean that's the definition of a walking crime wave. And no, the curfew is not going to address, juveniles or offenders that, have that type of history. But what the curfew is intended to do is two things. One, provide an incentive to juveniles and to their parents to abide by the rule that you're not supposed to be out after 9 o'clock on weeknights, and I think it's 10 o'clock on weekends. And if their parents can't control them, or the juveniles don't listen to their parents and try and sneak out anyway, the only thing that ordinance does is it gives the police the legal cover to go up to those children and bring them home once they determine that they're in violation of the curfew and they're under the age of 18. So
they're
going to be arrested. They're just going to be brought home. So it's intended to prevent those children from being injured or being, enticed peer pressure into doing something that they're later going to regret if they get arrested for it.
But in terms of proactive policing, does it not give the police probable cause if they see somebody that they think is 18 or under?
Is there a legal justification to go up and ask them for their ID and determine how old they are? But that is a status offense. It's not making it a crime, that ordinance. So those children are not going to be arrested. they're only going to be brought home. So there's a difference between a delinquent offense and a status offense. A delinquent offense is a criminal offense that if you're over the age of 18, you would be booked for. A status offense is something that because of your status as a juvenile offender, it's not a crime. And all that ordinance is giving the police, as you point out, the probable cause, the justification to go to youthful-looking people after a certain hour and say, how old are you? And if they're in violation of that ordinance, they're not under arrest. They're not going to be brought to jail. They're going to be brought home. So, it's really commonsensical. And to hear some people objecting to something like that, it makes me scratch my head. But once again, we're leaning on the police to solve problems that really is the responsibility of these teenagers' parents.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. Rafi, you'll pick it up here. We come back. I know in high school, one thing we all go through is you go in. In my day, it was ninth grade. Now it's eighth grade, and they have some kids that are in your class that are already men for the most part, right? And by the time you get to senior, you got full-grown men there. So this juvenile thing with a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old, that is kind of pushing it to me. And the other thing is in terms of probable cause, I don't know. Sometimes you can't tell. Again, you could have a guy that's 12 years old, looks like a full-grown man, or somebody that's 18 and still looks like they're 12. So I don't know how the police determine who it is they look at, and then from there either get them off the street to keep them out of trouble or get them off the street if they're armed to keep them from causing mayhem. 7:21 now, time for traffic on WWL. Talking to Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, about the New Orleans City Council considering an ordinance to raise the city's curfew up to a year, applying it to anyone under 17 years old. Now, I guess in a way, Rafael, this kind of runs in the Jason Williams plan on trying kids as juveniles, whatever the offense, I guess. But man, this kid that was arrested with the weapons and linked to 59 crimes, I guess when it comes to probable cause, I don't know what this guy looks like. I don't know if he looks like he's 12, if he looks like he's 19. Where do the police? Is there a clear line as to whom a judge will believe it's probable cause or not? I guess what I'm saying is the distinction between 16 and 17 is not so much for the police to determine how old they are to make the stop, but to get them off the street.
Right. Keep in mind, Tommy, that, you know, probable cause becomes an issue if you arrest somebody. These children are not going to be arrested.
Okay.
As I point out, you know, this is not criminalizing the fact that children or teenagers are out past the curfew. It's just giving the police the authority to stop them, inquire about their age. If they're under the age that applies to this curfew, then they bring them home. They're not under arrest. So, you know, this is not criminalizing teenagers being out after curfew. It's just getting them off the streets so they don't get in trouble and they don't get hurt. So, again, as I pointed out, this is basically the police stepping in and doing the job the parents are supposed to be doing.
Yeah. So if the police are having a hard time stopping people with patrols from breaking into cars, from the carjackings that are going on like crazy around the city, do they have the manpower to enforce this, Rafael?
No, I mean, you know, I've been on your show a bunch of times, and I always talk about the manpower crisis, and that's mm-hmm. truly the case. But in many respects, this is an example of proactive policing. So, yes, it is putting additional stress and burdens on an already understaffed and overworked police force. But if officers are responding to a call for service, they're not going to break off from responding to that call for service because they see a young person walking down the street. If they're going to be stopping, individuals that may be in violation of the curfew, It's going to be because they're on patrol and they have time to inquire about that.
But don't
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Don't they often go on their shift with a backlog of calls that haven't been cleared?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So it's something that's going to be, you know, a number one priority of the police department, because they have to prioritize their limited resources on the most serious offenses. So this isn't going to be something that the entire force is going to be out looking for teenagers every night. But it's another tool in the arsenal, and it's not intended to arrest people or target people. It's about trying to protect and serve some of the, you know, young people that may be getting in trouble when they're not home when they should be.
And I don't mean to minimize it. If you had your lawnmower stolen or something else, your property burglarized, and you wait and get a police report written, that's very important to you. But maybe it's more important to get either teenagers that are capable or getting ready to commit a crime off the street, or just to get them off the street in general. But as you said, it all goes back to doing the job of the parents, and there's never going to be a way that the police department can do that. That's just not happening. That's impossible.
Exactly.
Thank you, Raphael. I appreciate your time. I really do, and I hope you have a good weekend.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
Raphael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, linked to 59 crimes, a one-person crime wave. We'll continue to talk about the NOPD and crime prevention. Cindy Nguyen, our friend, New Orleans City Council.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.